Sit me down to dine and wine with lots of free. For laughter is the only thing that's free. At Rector's I was sitting at my table, laughing all that I was able, when I thought a funny little thought. What a funny thing could be in the year 1913, if a table at Rector's could talk. What a lot of things you'd hear through your conversations here, if a table at Rector's could talk. You'd hear what someone's Adam said to someone else's Eve. You'd hear some men don't have to wear a mustache to deceive. You'd hear how wide the tailor made your poker partner's sleeve. You'd hear a horse is that losing a walk. You'd hear how Susie Spotlight does it all 18 per week. You'd hear who made the manager give her them lines to speak. And a lot of men would pony up a lot of alimony if a table at Rector's could talk. You'd know the chump behind the check to pop the girls in town. You'd hear where Fanny Fuclose got her homemade Paris gown. You'd hear somebody's right name, and if you'd just stick around, you'd hear a secret pop with every cork. You'd hear who puts the welcome on a certain man of town. You'd hear whose hand is slipping on a job he's holding down. And some good old reputations would start off on long vacation if a table at Rector's could talk. You'd hear the record of the kid who wears that girlish gown. You'd hear just why he took the table next to old man Brown. You'd hear just how she dropped her card case near him sitting down. Just where he'd find it when he took a walk. You'd hear how to return that case up to her house he came. You'd hear just how her sisters let him join their poker game. And you'd hear about the trimming he got from those simple women if a table at Rector's could talk.